mind, your heart, your soul, your wallet, your everything. Amen. And God is good, and you will be rewarded for everything that you do for the Lord. Praise God. We're going to dismiss our children for Children's Church. Let them go and have a good time on their level in the Word. God bless our teachers. God bless our little landmarks. Amen. I love these kids. Praise God. Little Cooper has gone through a little bit of an experience. They were digging through mulch and found lizard eggs. And he told me a little while ago in the prayer room, he said, one of my lizard eggs hatched. Then he said, my dad caught it. So that dude must have hatched and got out of Dodge. And that is something I have always wanted to do all of my life, is to find the eggs and see something hatch like that. And he's already done it. Some folks just blessed more than we are. So you might want to talk to him about that experience. Amen. These little kids are a blessing. All right, we're going to focus our attention on the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 1 through 10. Where the word of the Lord says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection. Not laying aside, or again, the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Of the doctrine of baptism and laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it's impossible for those who were once enlightened, everybody say like us, and have tasted of the heavenly gift, everybody say like us, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, everybody said like us, and have tasted the good word of God, like us, and the powers of the world to come, like us, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh, and they put him to an open shame. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But beloved, talking to us again, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation. I want you to see that. Things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That means you've ministered before and you continue to minister to the saints in doing the things that you do. Amen. Tom, and you're cutting the grass. Amen. I know a little bit of that's for dove season, but those sunflowers are beautiful before the doves get them, or whatever, however that works. And others that, we've got prayer warriors in here. We've got people that minister to the saints. Praise God. Let me just talk about a simple subject entitled Faith Toward God. Isn't that what? Yeah. Faith Toward God. Amen. Lord, help us in the mighty and the wonderful name of Jesus. Man, it feels good in here. God bless you as you're seated just now. Praise the Lord for air conditioning. All cell phones off. Amen. Unless they're donating $1 million, right? We're admonished by the word to leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ, not laying again the foundation of these principles. Rather, we should go on, the Bible says, unto perfection. In other words, the principles of Christ, the principles of the word, are not the only things that we need. Once we learn the word and know the word, we need to experience the word. Amen. And so he's telling us to establish them in our lives as new converts or newcomers to Jesus Christ. He wants us to know the principles, know the doctrine, know the truth, understand them, have them in mind and in your heart, and then go on to maturity in God. Growth is the factor that is involved in all of this process, something we all should desire. I've always told you, and I say it again tonight, that the moment fruit becomes ripe, it begins to rot. And so no matter what I know, no matter what I have learned, I will never feel as though I have completely arrived, because there's always somewhere else that God can take me. There's always something else that God can do with me. Amen. How about you? All right, let's look into the Word a little bit. Matthew 7 and 24 through 29. I want to bring your attention to Matthew. There we go. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. In other words, we're not just believing in them. We're not just agreeing with him about them. But he said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat him upon that house. It fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of that house. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine. For he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. In other words, he was sharing with them his doctrine, not something that was just scribbled as a scribe on a piece of parchment. Amen. And so we need to get the rock and not the sand. And that can only come from the chief cornerstone. Somebody shout, Jesus Christ. Until we're firmly established upon the foundation, Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians 2 and 20. Would you look at that with me? Amen. Ephesians 2 and 20. And are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. He was the one that gave the doctrine. The apostles wrote it and gave it to us. That's why we're apostolic, because we live according to the apostles' doctrine. We're not prepared to go on to greater things until we establish the doctrine, the truth, and the word. I trust that this particular lesson will help you and establish principles in our lives, as well as motivate us to a higher plateau. Amen. I want us to go, number one, to an unchangeable priesthood. Amen. I don't want us all gung-ho about Landmark and what that preacher down there preaches, and then next Thursday night be influenced by a seven-day Adventist. And so what we've got to do is put our nose into this thing and let it develop us into a spiritual maturity, that we're not blown around and tossed around by any wind of doctrine that blows. Amen. We want a more excellent ministry. Amen. So, since the essentiality of faith has already been established as a necessity to salvation, you can't be saved without faith, right? So we've got to have faith to be saved. We've got to have faith toward God, amen, to be saved. And so we would do well to note the importance of faith in our daily Christian relationship and walk with God. So let's get some clarity. This is very, very serious. Amen. Let's get some clarity when it comes to the terms that are used between faith and the term the faith, because they are two entirely different subjects. We need faith. And then after we have acted on that faith in the Word of God, we need to absorb the faith, establish ourselves in the faith. Not just believing in Christ, but the faith. And we're going to talk about that. It's important that we keep the Scripture in context. Amen. So, the faith, ladies and gentlemen, is the doctrine and teachings that are established by Jesus Christ. Okay? We came to Him in faith. We were born with faith, or we wouldn't be able to come to Him. It's our faith that brings us to Him. And so we come to Him. And when we come to Him in faith, then He establishes us in the faith. The faith is different from just faith. The faith is the truth, the doctrine, the Scripture, the undefiled Word of God. That's the faith. Amen. And so I don't want us to get this wrong, because people are preaching faith everywhere without explaining what the faith is. Amen. You've got to go beyond simple faith in Jesus Christ and establish the faith. Praise God. Look at Jude 1 and 3. I want you to look at this with me. Jude 1 and 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly, somebody shout earnestly, contend, that means fight for it, the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. In other words, since you've come for God's simple salvation and you're having faith in the Lord, now contend for the faith that was once delivered by the apostles to the church, so that you can establish the faith in your generation as well. When the Bible speaks of contending for the faith, we're talking about Ephesians 4 and 5. Why don't you look at that? One Lord, one faith. Now that's talking about the faith. That's talking about the doctrine. Amen. There's only one. And only one baptism. That's part of the faith right here. And so these are the things that we've got to become established in. Praise the Lord. So when the Bible speaks of contending for the faith, it's talking of one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And some shall depart from, the Bible says, some shall depart from the faith. And they have. But that does not mean the faith was wrong. It means they were wrong for departing from it. Amen. So we need to make these things clear and understand these things to establish ourselves. Faith toward God. Amen. I'm going to give you a few scriptures here that relate to the faith. I could give you a number of scriptures, but let me give you at least three. Learn how to differentiate between these terms, these two terms, faith. Again, faith. I believe in Jesus Christ. Beautiful. Now let's move on into the faith, the truth, the doctrine. Amen. Everything that's going to establish our ways. So let's look at 2 Corinthians 13 and 5. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5, examine yourselves, whether you be in what? It didn't say whether you have faith or not. It said, check yourself and make sure that you are in the faith. Prove yourselves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates. And then you would know. Amen. Philippians 1, 27. Only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for, say it again, the faith of the gospel. Not faith in Christ, but the faith of the gospel. Amen. 2 Timothy 3 and 8. Let me share that with you tonight. 2 Timothy 3. Now as James and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. And so nothing new is happening in this generation. When we try to teach Acts 2:38 or share the truth, many of them will not receive it because they have faith, but they do not have the faith. And that's why we teach home Bible studies. And that's why we're going to begin a regiment here before long in the new building. We're going to establish that. And it's going to be more established and organized than ever before. We're already putting it together. And I hope that everyone here is able to jump on board. Because what we're going to do from that building is we're going to take the faith and we're going to put it into our community. Because they have faith. And since they have faith, I know this community has faith. There's churches on every corner. Amen. So all they need now is the faith. Right? A good thing to remember in helping us to separate the two is you can have faith and not be in the faith. But you cannot be in the faith without faith toward God. Amen. Faith. Where the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews 11 and 1. This is the meaning of faith toward God as found in Hebrews 6 and 1. It also comes from a Greek term meaning persuasion. Praise God. Conviction of the truthfulness of God. Assurance and believing. Amen. You're not really a true believer if you don't believe in the Word of God. How people can take and argue against the very Word of God is still a mystery to me. So how do we obtain faith? Hebrews 4 and 2 tells us that so then faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10 and 17. As the Word is heard, listen, let's go to Hebrews 4 and 2. I want to share something with you here. For unto us was the gospel preached, right? As well as to unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. They knew that Christ exists. They couldn't deny it. But they didn't have the faith to move forward. Our journey to God and salvation begins when we hear the Word of God and when we believe it. At this junction, we give mental and verbal assent to God and we go toward and gravitate toward His Word. Having faith or believing must exist in our lives through every step that the Bible leads us. Somebody say, every step. Although we may not be able to explain it, as a newcomer, we just have seen it and we believe it. Just because we can't remember it and can't find it right now, because it's not locked into memory, we saw it, we believe it, we acted upon it, and that settled it for you. And that settled it for me. When you're a newcomer in the future, you're going to know the Word of God because you're going to continue to study the faith. But no matter what anybody out there tells you, if you've acted upon the Word of God and experienced it, let them say what they've got to say. You've got what you need to have. Praise the Lord. And so, we're believers. The Word promises. Believing in or on Jesus Christ, His Word. Amen. That just believing and in the Word of God without knowing the Word of God or acting upon the Word of God does not constitute salvation within itself. Rather, your faith becomes the propelling force that causes you to, and here we go, here's the magic word. Your faith will propel you to act upon the faith. If your faith is genuine, and sooner or later, you're going to be challenged to act upon the faith. That's why it's called the Book of Acts. They had faith. And now they're acting upon it. And then the rest of the New Testament is to establish that faith that they have acted upon. Amen. Because Satan believes, am I right? But this doesn't save him. It takes more than believing to be saved. Yet we can never be saved without believing. It is an initial step. That's why you hear pastors say things like, we're not here to take away any experience you have with God. We're here to add to it. If you're a believer, we're here to give you the faith. Faith is a first step, the beginning ingredient, a part in the sum of salvation. Every step toward God must be prefaced by faith. Amen. 1 + 3, not a trick question, equals... Just like faith plus obedience equals salvation. 1 + 0 is only one. And faith without obedience is just faith. But when you have obedience with it, then you have faith plus the faith. Praise God. Amen. And so, great things can be acquired from God through faith. The most important is salvation from sin. Amen. Some of the benefits that we, and I'm going to break this up. Amen. I'm going to break this up because we need to hear it, and I don't want to just rush it. But some of the benefits that we're going to feel that accompany salvation are constantly dependent on faith to keep them alive in our heart and in our soul. So say we go into the faith, and here we are, we've repented of our sins, we've been baptized in that wonderful name, we've been filled with the Holy Ghost. We even understand that holiness thing. And we're allowing that in our lives and becoming a part of that. And all of a sudden, tragedy hits. A baby in the family dies. Or someone gets cancer that we love so much and they love God so much. Or financially, we lose a job and our career is completely gone. Well, then that's where the faith comes in as well. Because if we're a believer, we've got to believe that all things come together for the good for those that love the Lord. That's also a part of the faith. Amen. So while we're blasting to people that they need to be baptized, and we're blasting they need the Holy Ghost, amen, listen, please, don't blast it. Do it with the spirit of love. Go back to the individual that shared it with you. Remember how they loved you? Remember how they cared about you? Amen. We didn't walk up to you and say, bless God, you're going to hell if you don't repent. They don't know that. Amen. And you can't tell it like that. Jesus never even told it like that. And you were not told like that. You were told in the spirit of love. Amen. And the same thing with baptism, and the same thing with the Holy Ghost. And the same thing is if somebody's house just burnt down and they say, well, if God loved me, why did my house burn down? You just lock your arms around them and say, God does love you, and he's going to see you through this, and he brought you to it to see you through it, and the church is going to love you through this. The church is going to pray for you. They're going to establish you and help you and give you hope. But within the individual, there has got to be the faith. Not just faith. Because when we have faith in Jesus Christ, he's my personal Savior and all of that, that's a good start. Kind of like what T.W. Barnes told me when I called him, and I'm fighting my life with cancer, fighting for my life, cancer, hooked up, stomach tubes and all that. And I call him, and I want him to just speak to my faith, man. And I said, I'm praying, doing all this. He said, that's a good start. I thought, what? And he made sense. Because it was very, very apparent that the Holy Ghost was trying to take me somewhere during my dilemma. And if my eyes were only on my dilemma, then I might give up on God. And I might give up on the faith. Even though I have faith and believe there is a God, if I don't have the faith, I might give up on God. But I'm not giving up on God because I have the faith. And you have the faith. Why don't we just, I know it's Tuesday night, but I feel the Holy Ghost. I have all night long. Why don't we just jump to our feet and raise our hands and praise the Lord for not just faith in him, but the faith. The faith that sees us through. The faith that saves our soul. The faith that delivers doctrine. The faith that delivers the word. Amen. Amen. The faith that keeps us going. The faith that keeps us trusting and believing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. God is wonderful. And we've got to have faith in him, but I also want his doctrine. I want to be able to stand on the rock when all else is failing around me. I want to know I can stand on him. That's the faith. Praise God. Amen. God richly blesses you. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name.